Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. One of the points or pieces of advice you offer is to smash fear in the mouth. That just made me happy. I want you to say a word about that.
Well, I think many times, Susie, that a lot of fears in our life aren't rational. There's so many things that I used to be afraid of, but because I smash fear in the mouth today, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to ride a roller coaster. I'm not afraid to dive off a high dive. And there's, a time where I talked my sister into riding this roller coaster. And at the time, it was the world's tallest and fastest steel roller coaster. And we stood in line and she was going to ride it. She was really brave in line. But once it got time to get in, she changed her mind. And I feel horrible for doing this, but I said, Sherry, go ahead and get on, because right before we get to the top, if you are afraid, they have a button. You can push the button. They'll let you off.
Oh, you're such a brother.
I have since repented.
As you should.
I have repented for my So on the way up, that did it, though. I got her.
Of course it did.
I was able to get her on this roller coaster, and on the way up, she was not taking in the majestic sight of Lake Erie. It was just unbelievable, spectacular, but her head was between her knees, and she was gripped on those handlebars. And finally, I just said, Sherry, do you want me to – we were just almost to the top, and she was just petrified. I said, Sherry, do you want me to push the button? And she lifted up her head. She looked at me with tears in her eyes, and she said, yes. And I said, sorry, no button. And over to the top, we went all the way down, and – she has yet to forgive me. No, she has.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny? The reason I told that story is because she loves roller coasters to this day.
Wow.
So my response to her is, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I helped her smash fear in the mouth. And once we have a revelation, understanding of how big our God is, then he will help us to smash fear in the mouth, because he's with us. He's for us. You know, he's above us, below us, beside us, all around us. Wherever we go, he is. We don't have to be afraid. The enemy did a good job at crippling the Israelites, but David knew whose God was. And just like I said a little bit ago, so if we will trust God, he will give us the strength we need to smash fear in the mouth.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.